Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Getting past the spin, the political fronts, and the things the politicians say, and actually getting into what they do and who pays for their campaigns, who runs this nation. The Fortune 100, ladies and gentlemen, are bigger than the governments. They dwarf any one government. They are setting up world government to extract your wealth through the governments they control. They're setting up a global empire, a financial empire, and liberty has no say in it. Congressman Ron Paul has really helped ignite, with the help of the grassroots, a global awakening and global resistance. It is happening everywhere. Now, I know we have loaded phone lines here, and we're going to be going to your calls. TJ, Rob, Tom, Jim, Patriot, many others that are patiently holding. Oh, one just hung up. Here's a line, 877-590-5525. Your calls are coming up. Also, Estelin, award-winning investigative journalist, who's been very accurate in the past, says that elitists are considering assassinating Congressman Ron Paul. And I set him up Friday for the show, best-selling author, national talk show host in Spain. And he's been nothing but accurate in the past, and now he has come out with this info. We couldn't ignore it. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com is the easiest place to find it. It's right up at the top of the page on InfoWars.com. That is coming up. A listener wanted me to, initiate on air a cluster of giving during the push to raise at least $6 million in one day and break all previous records for Congressman Ron Paul. He's raised about $4,300,000 since midnight last night, easily online if people give to break that record. But people wanted me to lead in with this, so I will. Pilot to Bombardier, we are approaching the target. Target sighted. Target 1 mile away, target 1.5 mile away, target 1/4 mile away. Bombardier to pilot, permission to discharge munitions. Permission granted. And the Bombardier drops the bombs, the info bombs, in the info war. And there you go. I'm sure hundreds of thousands of people right now are giving. In a few minutes, I'll hit refresh up on PrisonPlanet.com, where we have a big link to a live graph that's in real time, and we will see how much is being given. Now, by the way, this is all Internet. It's not counting the tens of thousands calling by phone and giving, and then they do that in bunches and then put that in. That's why you see it surge at times. It's always moving up, a couple $1,000 every minute or so. Or sometimes more. I click it and after 30 seconds and it goes up 10 grand sometimes, or you click it and it goes up 50 grand. That's when they come in with all the phone calls and the phone number of people that have called and enter all their data for them, and then it surges even further. Target hit, I'll guarantee it. So a little bit of fun. Okay, that aside, let me be very, very serious about this, because frankly, when I'm off air, I'm much more thoughtful. My brain works even in more sharp contrast to what's happening. And I get really reflective at night. My wife and family and children had gone to sleep last night. And I was done one radio interview. I was waiting up to go on KCLA, biggest talk station out in Los Angeles. And I was hungry, so I went to the store to get junk food. And I'm driving the 5 minutes to the local gas station, and I tune into KLBJ 590, the station we transmit out of, one of our flagship affiliate here in Austin, and I listen to Neil Bortz. He's on, and this is Turnabout is Fair Play. My show, I mean, I get attacked by Michael Medved. I get attacked by Michael Reagan. I get attacked by Michael Savage. I get even five or six times we've gotten it on tape. We've heard about it other times by Rush Limbaugh. I've been attacked by people in the federal government. Hundreds of hosts have done this. And they have called for my arrest. Michael Medved has done that. My investigation. They have done all of this. But I don't – I listen to talk radio when I'm stuck in traffic, and I don't listen to a lot of it. I mean, every day I get calls about Neil Bortz attacking me. I mean, every day. And people send me audio clips every few weeks, and half the time I don't even click on it and listen to it. I don't care. And they tell me, man, this guy's saying you're a traitor. This guy's saying you're evil. This guy's saying you're dangerous. This guy's saying you're a liar. And this is just one example. And I'm driving in the car, and first he attacks Ron Paul. This is the best of they run across the country. This is things they decide to put back on. And then next he talks about me, and he says, Alex Jones, he compared me to Timothy McVeigh. He then, and that's a government op, by the way. That was done by the government there, and that's been now documented and come out in mainstream news that they were involved in it. And he then compared me to Charles Manson. And he said that I'm a manipulative moonbat, but he said something that I've heard probably 10 other times. And again, I'm only listening to a fraction of these people, YouTube them and send me clips, and John Gibson said similar things. And then there was another clip where a caller calls in and plugs me, and he says, you know, you shouldn't talk about Alex Jones. If I was your employer, I'd fire you. You ought to shut up. You shouldn't speak out. And see, the U.S. government got from the Nazis, and this has now been declassified, a 10-step plan for fascism. And one of the final steps is to intimidate speech. The Nazis would fire you from your job, make sure you got fired, board up your business, call for your arrest, have thugs beat you up, call for people to beat you up, call for your investigation, you know, from 1933 to about 38, 39. Then Hitler got really serious, started killing people. And our and I know that Medved and all those other guys, who's been in the New York Times, went to the White House, openly get talking points, openly have signed up politically to the fake conservative team to suppress the conservative population, the only group that would fight their North American Union and open borders and gun control. They're there to neutralize you. And I realized that the last year, they have been all – see, I heard Medved say that. And I've heard Reagan say that. And I've heard a bunch of these guys say the same thing. They've been saying it for a year. Oh, you're going to get fired. You ought to get arrested. You shouldn't be allowed to talk like that. That's to scare the sheeple. That's for listeners to go, ooh, if I think like that. See, they're in a desperate mode right now to suppress. Ooh, you ought to get fired. Ooh, you might get arrested. Ooh, you might get investigated. Medved says that every week. And I also hear about it from guests who come on the show, Congressman and Naomi Wolf and others. They say when they go on, he says this to them about me. I mean, imagine having national talk show hosts and newspapers and magazines call for your arrest. Imagine them say you're Timothy McVeigh. Do you know what that's like? But I'll say what Churchill said. We shall go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. And I'm committed. I'm not going to turn back. And understand, they can't demonize. They can't get everybody. They can't investigate everybody. They can't arrest everybody. They can't go after everybody. They're doing that to intimidate you. People like me have got to worry. People like Ron Paul have got to worry. Because they've said Ron Paul supporters are terrorists. Glenn Beck has said it. We played it, what, 2 weeks ago here? He just out of the blue, he said the military should be used against domestic enemies. These Ron Paul supporters are trying to undermine and destroy America. And then his guest went on to say that we are, quote, in bed with Islamic fascists. We're the people trying to fight for the borders. We're the people trying to fight for the Second Amendment. We're the people fighting the carbon tax, the North American Union, the funding mechanism for this. I wish every day that what I was telling you wasn't true. There's over 200 examples of where our government staged terror attacks, declassified. They admit it. Kermit Roosevelt, who ran terror attacks in foreign nations to blame it on groups they wanted to go after, went on NPR and admitted it. Former CIA section chief. The Italian president just went public and admitted the U.S. government staged terror attacks there in the 80s. He was the head of intelligence at the time to blame it on their political enemies. And that 9/11 was an inside job. The former head of the German parliament and former head of intelligence, Andres von Bülow, just went public a few years ago. Robert Baer, former CIA field commander, has gone public saying all the evidence points towards inside job. Bill Christensen, former CIA section chief Europe, has said all evidence shows it's an inside job. Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest 9/11 victims family group, who lost his son Joey, says it's an inside job. All I'm doing is telling the truth. All I'm doing is standing firm and putting my life on the line. And I am a target of these people, and I get death threats almost every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing this for you and your children. This isn't entertainment. This isn't a game. I'm not a sellout whore to the New World Order. I will defend until the end. The die is cast. I'll tell you more when we get back. Then we'll get into your calls. And Ron Paul, stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 6 Central, 3 to 5 Mountain, 2 to 4 Pacific, we're here live, ladies and gentlemen. 5 days a week isn't enough. You know, I was a big Republican in college. I'm a conservative gun owner. I'm a constitutionalist. I discovered more than a decade ago the Republican Party was bought and paid for by the same people that own the Democratic Party. And most Americans now know that and understand that. And to hear these mainline talk show hosts sit up there and say there's no North American Union, say the Federal Reserve isn't private, And they never give any facts. We give you facts. We post the documentation. We have the facts. We have the information. By the way, I just hit refresh it for 10 minutes. Over $150,000 went in. I guess our listeners just donated $150,000. It wasn't going up that fast. And then the caller had the idea to have that focused attack with our listeners. And who knows? Maybe it's the Easter Bunny that gave the money. But over 150 grand just surged in there since the last time I hit refresh at RonPaul2008.com. Big link to it at PrisonPlanet.com. So put yourself in my shoes. Imagine having all these heavyweights that literally publicly go to the White House and are given marching orders. And they admit they have White House memos, and these have now been in the news, where they say, we need another 9-11. It really helped us. Before 9-11, Dick Cheney wrote in PNAC that a big, huge terror attack would help get their agenda through. Just like Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag in 33, a few months after being elected to set up a police state. And now they're behind Hillary Clinton. And now, just a few months ago, people couldn't believe me. Now that's mainstream talk about how, why are the Republicans giving more money to Hillary? Why are they behind her? It's establishment power. They're passing the baton. Only Ron Paul is a real candidate. You know, I've never wavered. I have never, I've always told callers, don't call in and thank me. I'm just doing my job. I don't cover 1/100th of the attacks I'm under. It isn't about the cult of personality. And Ron Paul has said that as well with himself. But I have to tell you that I do need people to rally behind me and to support me and to get my information out even more and to counter these national talk show hosts with tens of millions of listeners apiece, because I'm under attack. And I've had things happen to me I don't talk about on air, the threats, the death threats. Trey, you're my producer. You see just the emails. What about the phone calls? I mean, turn your mic on. I didn't talk to you about this during break because I'm going to swing his mic around. But the people calling up threatening to kill us, I mean, all of it, because of what we're doing. And we're nonviolent, peaceful people who just want to save this country. Trey?
It comes in a lot, and it's discouraging. I think we have a lot of alternative motives than what we really do. But we're really just out there doing what we say we're doing. I think people think.
Most of that's intimidation.
Yeah, you know.
It's bad people doing it. The point is here that regardless if you like Alex Jones or hate Alex Jones or hate Ron Paul or love Ron Paul, the point is there is a concerted effort to say arrest people that protest, don't allow demonstrations because demonstrators are stopping a war that's to beat the terrorist, and therefore if you stop the war, you're with the terrorist. I mean, that's Democrats. That was the Deputy Attorney General back in 2003. Said no protest allowed anywhere in the state of California. The state was banning demonstrations. That was in the, he was quoted on television, and it was also in the Oakland Tribune, Oakland Herald. People being arrested for anti-war shirts on a parade route where Bush is driving, saying, well, that's a demonstration. You can be here for Bush, but you can't be here against Bush. Bill Clinton did similar things like that, but it's now accelerating. This is about freedom. I'm an American citizen. I have a right to say I'm against this war. I have a right to say I don't want to attack Iran. I have a right to go out and demonstrate. I have a right to talk about government-sponsored terrorism. I have a right to talk about how the Federal Reserve is private. I have a right to read North American Union SPP documents on air and to read official United Nations calls 30 years ago, and they've now passed it. The U.S. just signed on Friday for a global carbon tax. I'm telling you the truth. And I beg all the people listening across the nation who are driving along in their cars or tuning around the AM dial or FM dial, hearing me for the first time, I'm telling the truth. I've done the research, and I put my life on the line. And I've done this so you can wake up and so we can save this country and this world. America has been seized by the New World Order. People go, oh, what's that? I was on Big LA Station last night, and the guy said, why do you talk about imaginary New World Order? Your film Endgame's good. I saw it, but why do you talk about the New World Order? I go, well, George Herbert Walker talked about it. Hitler talked about it. All these government documents talk about it. It's a world government. I mean, I've got mainstream news, CNN, right here, where they say, and they have the quotes by the head of the UN saying, we have finally gotten a world tax. Just type in to Google, world carbon tax, world tax. World tax for greenhouse. Hundreds of mainstream articles. You'll be on the UN website reading the text of what they said Friday. I mean, I got CNN on video last week saying that the North American Union didn't exist, but also that the Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. I mean, Giuliani is on the law firm that's doing that whole deal, handing over our existing roads with a bunch of Mexican and Spanish and German lobbyists just taking our roads and handing them over. This is about power. Big money comes in. They buy off the government. They have the government hand everything over to them. It's like third world nations being looted. Joseph Stiglitz quit the World Bank, chief economist, 2002. Thousands of pages were released. Just type World Bank documents consume Argentina into Google. You'll get the actual documents and the news articles about it. And they said they wanted to come into the U.S. and the third world, but do like what they've done in the third world in the U.S. and jack up the inflation, destroy the dollar, blow out the economy, get you in debt so they can come in and buy up the infrastructure. When they make the dollar as worthless as toilet paper, they can come in here with their foreign currencies that they just print up out of nowhere too and buy up all the ports, buy up all the water, buy up all the infrastructure, buy up all the roads. For pennies on the dollar, the government is engaged in crime, handing them over. And I look at these well-oiled, coiffed hair guys in suits, these neocon talk show hosts, these liberal talk show hosts. They're establishment hacks working both sides like carnival barkers, from both ends, conning you, manipulating you. I don't think you have any idea what it's like. And again, I've never said this. I've never come out. I've said pray for me before. But I've always had a good instinct for things. Pray for Ron Paul, but even people in our own movement. Most of them are not the grassroots, but most people that are, quote, prominent are just driven with insane jealousy of me. Why? Because I worked till 2 in the morning last night? Because I have a passion to fight this tyranny? No, I deserve support. I deserve people to support me after everything I've done, after 13 years of total commitment. 9 years ago now, walking outside the TV station after I've been told to shut up over and over again. After guys had pulled up in high and tight haircuts and gotten out of their car and with government plates and said, yeah, we're special forces. Yeah, we're with the local martial law crew for when it all comes down. Now that's all public. And you better shut your mouth. I told them, go to you know where. They got in their car, and a few weeks later, four guys with hoods over their heads tried to beat the living hell out of me, and it looked like something out of Cape Fear. I got good old boy guts. And as soon as they got my blood flying, as soon as they hurt me, I turned it on, and I rammed their heads in the concrete. And I kicked them, and I stomped them. It freaked them out as my blood ran all over them. I'm committed to the United States. I'm committed to defending this republic. I'm committed 110%. I do this for the right reasons. And how dare Neil Bortz and Rush Limbaugh and Medved and others, like Medved calling for my arrest. That's high treason against the republic. He's the one engaged in treason. How dare them? We shall go on to the end, no matter what the cost is. We shall go on to the end. We shall never surrender. We'll be back with your call.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited
funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
This isn't a game we're playing. This is world government. This is ancient tyranny. The Norman Society, liberty, the precious, rare jewel. I'm going to go to your calls now and get to a bunch of other important news. But before I do that, just finishing up the last topic I raised. It's a very personal topic, but it affects us all, this darkness we face. All these neocon and fake conservatives and liberals that support the establishment, these are smart people. They've made conscious decisions. I've seen their shows change over the years to sell out to the establishment, to sell out and backpedal and whitewash what the system's doing and what Republicans and Democrats are doing. And they're going to be beaten. I can see what's happened in history. I can see what's happening currently, and I can see what's going to happen in the future. Resistance is mounting exponentially. All the resistance and the 11% approval ratings for Congress that we see now and 10% approval ratings for Cheney and 20% approval ratings for Hillary, that is only the beginning. And they can get individuals, but ideas are bulletproof. Ideas are eternal. And first they ignore the truth, then they laugh at it, then they attack the truth and who bears it, and then you win, as Mahatma Gandhi said. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me and the choices I've made. I want you to come in for the big win. I want you to take action. Frankly, I've heard all the other talk shows. I've heard all the patriots. I've heard all the libertarians. Most of them only get 10, 20, 30% of it right. Most of them don't really assault the system. They don't know how to energize people. They don't understand the intricacies. They haven't studied it as much, or they just don't want to tell the truth. And unfortunately, I'm the best thing there is out there. And that's why the New World Order is so afraid of me. And that's why they are engaged in so many attacks and so many preparations to legitimize attacks or false charges or my death. And they want to set the precedent to do this to all of us, like this was the Soviet Union, or like this was East Germany or China today. We're going to win this fight. And the people that have gone along with this and have betted on evil and have gone along with evil, they need, and it's been in the news that a lot of them are on government payroll openly. It's come out. Quote, government purchases fake news. Congress rules it illegal. Type that into Google. Mainstream news. Congressional reports. They need to be held accountable for their treason and for their colluding and for the individuals that have come in and been part of this influence peddling and who've been part of being the paid-off corporate whore media. Now, the mere fact that I'm on so many AM and FM stations and growing, and that smaller corporations and family-owned stations put me on, and that my websites together are bigger than the Drudge Report, is an illustration of the fact that we are rising and we are taking action. The only reason the New World Order hadn't killed me yet, though I see them trying to prep everybody for it, the only reason they haven't done that is because they don't want to make me a martyr. So again, I put my life in the hands of God. I put my life in the hands of Providence. And I ask all of you to pray for everyone who's fighting tyranny worldwide. While good men rot in filthy jails across the world for fighting evil and simply trying to defend the weak and the meek. All right, your calls are coming up in a moment, I promise. But first, I want to get to this. By the way, you can hear the whole audio interview at PrisonPlanet.com. It's embedded in this story. Estelin, elitists consider assassinating Ron Paul. Best-selling author and investigative journalist and Bilderberg sleuth says intelligence sources told him highest levels of U.S. government are discussing what result would be if Congressman Ron Paul was killed. Now, again, we've got them openly talking about how torture is good, how they should arrest people that disagree with the government, how it's treason. I know you've heard that on neocon radio, how it shouldn't be allowed. Got the liberals talking about trying to control free speech. It's all happening, folks. Best-selling author, again, Estelin, whose information has unfortunately proven very accurate in the past, went public on the Bombshell News during an appearance on the Alex Jones Show Friday. I'm getting information from my sources, this is a quote, that there are people, oh, this is driving me crazy. I thought the printer printed it. Let me just find it online here. I go to PrisonPlanet.com and go find the story because this just, thought I had both pages. I had a page behind it. And it's at the top of Prison InfoWars. I'm going to InfoWars so I can pull it up. And the printer shot out a couple pages under it that weren't the same story. And so I was unable to cover it all. Let me just read it off the screen to you here as best I can. I'm getting information from my sources that there are people involved from a higher level of the American establishment who are seriously considering, and this has not been confirmed, but not been confirmed that they're going to do it, but assassination is definitely on the agenda, and I pray to God that this is not the case, said Estelin. Estelin, an award-winning investigative journalist, said that he was given the information from a source that has been reliable over a decade, providing accurate projections on future events based on what the elite were discussing in their own circles, and that the assassination was a serious option should the Ron Paul Revolution continue to pick up steam. Estelin, author of the global bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, described the concept as a trial balloon from the inner circle core within the inner core. It hasn't gone beyond that, but it's obviously on the table because I think, needless to say, they are very, very much concerned about Paul, he added. Ron Paul himself has stated on previous occasions on my show, we have an audio link right there, that he is aware of the dangers being such a bold icon for freedom and understands that political assassinations have occurred in the past. In June appearance on the Alex Jones Show, Congressman Paul acknowledged that such a threat is real, quoting Congressman Paul, agreeing with a number of historical examples where leaders were killed or attacked for successfully standing up the system. Quote, that's right, he said to Alex Jones. They'll do it, Paul said, making reference to Alex Jones to the upstarts like Andrew Jackson, the Kingfish, Huey Long, Bobby Kennedy, George Washington, even George Wallace. Estelin pointed out that his past predictions about global events were very accurate because of the solid information provided to him from within Bilderberg and the elite. Over 18 months ago, Estelin correctly made the call that the Iran war had been delayed and was probably off the table, which is looking to be exactly the case after the release of the recent National Intelligence Estimate. Estelin is featured again in length in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And the story goes down and concludes. You can read it at InfoWars.com, top of the page, one of the top four stories we have up there. Two items here. Number one, Estelin's the guy that continues to learn exactly where the Bilderberg Group meetings are going to be. Remember, 5 years ago, the media said it didn't exist. Now they admit it in the Dallas Morning News and New York Times. Remember that? Remember joking, neocon host, saying it didn't exist? Okay, world elite. He said that they would not attack Iran. It was off the table 18 months ago when nobody else was saying that. He said, along with Jim Tucker, they weren't going to attack Iraq in 02. It was going to be 03 in March. Exactly what he said happened when all the news was saying it was going to happen. Because they get spies inside. They have spies inside. They go. They find out where the hotel is on the four-star resort. They go in before it happens. They tell the workers, you're not going to want to help us now. But when you hear their evil plans, when you're serving them caviar and champagne, or when you're caddying for them on the golf course, you'll want to tell me. And then after they leave town, they bring them documents, bring them the info, and they double, triple check it. That's A. That's why we went with this when Esselin talked about it on my Friday show. Now, here's the other issue. We put this story out, Esselin, elitists consider assassinating Ron Paul. Ron Paul on my show a few months ago said it was a real danger to him and that the system does this. Okay, that's Ron Paul, your icon. A bunch of big Ron Paul sites who have moderators who posted this story, I noticed by Googling it, erased it. You erased the audio file of Ron Paul. You erased the text of what Esselin said, which puts him in danger. By exposing the possibility of this, that will make him take it off the table. That's what history and the analysis shows. But see, a lot of people in the Ron Paul camp are mainline Republicans, and it's also full of moles. That happens at any campaign, and that's come out over and over again. And there's people trying to make him water down his message, while at the same time, Huckabee and Hillary and all them are now sounding like Ron Paul. So there's the political analysis there for you. Daniel Esselin of impeccable credentials comes out and says this. Ron Paul agrees that he knows there's a danger months ago. There's audio and text of him saying it to me and to you. And I found a bunch of Ron Paul sites yesterday and today that pulled it. People out there, oh, no, we're not going to talk about that. That's a conspiracy theory. So now Ron Paul's own audio, Ron Paul's own text, what Ron Paul says, it doesn't matter now. And we cannot compromise this movement. We cannot allow neocons to take control of it. Ron Paul's going to win by being bold, as he has been. He's going to win by speaking out. When they said, hey, you want to say there isn't a North American Union? And he said, no, it does exist. Need to take action. Be strong. Be bold. Absolute total phone blitz from Tom, Jim, Eric, Bob, TJ, Bill, and many others. On the other side of this quick break, and some news on the global carbon tax signed by the United States. You're on the front line of the info war, the tip of the spear. I'm Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough, or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something-is-better-than-nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633. Or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
fact.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, in 5 hours, it'll be midnight Eastern Standard Time. We'll find out how much the Boston Tea Party, RonPaul2008.com, money bomb brought in. We'll have continual reports at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com on all of it. By the way, when this show ends, on all my syndicated stations and shortwave internet out there, you'll be able to go to Infowars.com and hear the 2 hours re-aired anytime you want. It'll be sent out to you on the podcast. We covered a lot in the last 2 hours. I want to go to your phone calls, but if you just type into Google, global carbon tax, and click web or click news, hundreds of articles, mainstream, with headlines like UN considering global carbon tax, calling for global carbon tax. They just got the U.S. to sign on to this, and you'll hear what life under this will be like. You can read the actual quotes and the documents by the United Nations from mainstream news and proponents, people supporting it. Remember, none of this existed. They deny it exists until they launch it. Here's CNN. In a U-turn, U.S. agrees to global warming deal. In a dramatic reversal Saturday, the United States rejected, then accepted, a compromise to set the stage for intense negotiations in the next 2 years aimed at reducing carbon dioxide emissions worldwide. No, they agreed to an agreement to set up the taxes. It just gives me a stomachache. I actually just got a horrible stomachache. It makes me sick to see this happening. All right, let's go to your calls. You've been holding long enough. Tom in Florida. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm calling back to say thanks for having me on your show Wednesday about Victor Bean and the gun shows here.
Yes, last Sunday we talked about it, too. It was confirmed that they're basically censoring Ron Paul supporters from them.
I just would like, if I can, to give out the contact numbers for Victor Bean so people can call.
Listen, I really think it's a waste of time, brother, and I'm not mad at you. I just got to move quick. You know, some gun show, it's a private property. If he wants to restrict people and keep them from getting tables and doing all that, I'm sorry they did it to you. Just go demonstrate out front, you know, and point it out to everybody there. That's the key. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you holding to tell us that. Rob in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say you made a great difference in my life. And, one thing I was able to tell my family and friends before the war, that there wasn't any weapons of mass destruction.
And they weren't going to leave, and they were going to break it in three parts because it was all in official Pentagon plans.
Exactly. And then when it all came out that there weren't any weapons, they had to finally admit it. I mean, it just gave me so much credibility. But I was able, so I want to thank you for that. I was also calm because there was another caller that was concerned about 9/11 and Ron Paul and his stance. I mean, he's already said that he is in favor of a new investigation if the American people want it. And, you know, if we get a new investigation and, you know, it comes out like we believe that 9/11 is an inside job, I mean, heads are going to roll. People are going to be held accountable.
Well, it's come out that hundreds of other stage attacks, for listeners that don't know, it's available. It's public. Thank you so much, sir, for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to TJ in New York. TJ, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just give you a call and give you congratulations on Endgame. It's an awesome film.
Thank you.
And also say, every time the elections come up, all I hear from people is that we need change and we have to have change. And even though it's preaching to the choir on your radio station, Ron Paul is that change that we need.
Well, it is. And there's hundreds of thousands listening right now who've heard the show for the first time, sir. So you're not preaching to the choir, A. B, all the other candidates, you know, people try to pick candidates on who they think is going to win. Like people are fans of a football team when they're winning. Folks, you need to be fans of people who have the right stance and who are constitutionalist.
Yeah, everybody needs to get behind Ron Paul, not only to support him now, but make sure they get out there come vote time and place your vote for Ron Paul.
Absolutely. Not only are the neocons and fake liberals all attacking Ron Paul, showing you he's the man right now, they are saying his supporters are terrorists. Just out of the blue, they're just saying on CNN and Fox, off of talking points. That's the thing. They're saying the exact same thing. You realize how dangerous that is when the media teams up with the government and says arrest people, torture's good, no free speech? You're going to have trouble, though. Americans know they've at least got that. You're not going to be able to tell them that never existed. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Oregon. Jim, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we're on the run rate of about $350,000 an hour on your Ron Paul, and that gives about $6.2 million. So we need to ramp it up just a little bit to break the fundraising record. What would be neat on the Ron Paul site if you could put how much money was raised in the last hour, because that velocity counts for a lot to...
Well, I know this, and I'm not saying we did it, but it was moving about... I don't know, you know, 20 grand or so every 10 minutes. And then we did that. A caller had the idea to everybody launch at one point, and it was over 150 grand in 10 minutes. I wonder what did that.
Yeah, the last one I measured was in 15 minutes, the run rate was 380,000 for the full hour.
Yeah.
If you could raise 1 million in 1 hour, that would make history.
Yeah, in the first hour last night, he raised 500 grand, but then you have the over 9 hours. When Lyman and I brainstormed on air when he had first come up with this idea, I was saying 2 days. Try to raise $10 million in 2 days with a big ramp up. And the campaign agreed with me. And on air, Ron Paul off air, on air, Jesse Benton, their communications man, agreed that he thought that was better. But, hey, we're not going to tell the grassroots what to do. Fine. Just do it now. If you've already maxed out, got friends and family believing Ron Paul, they forgot about him, call him. If you want somebody to articulate this message to them, tell them go to InfoWars.com, listen to the repeat of this show coming up. That I'll explain it all to them. That's just in a few minutes. Let us now go ahead and talk to Eric in Michigan. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, Eric.
Alex, it's great to be with you. I've been listening for quite a while and been a Prison Planet TV member for about 6 months. And it's been odd to be with you fighting on the front line on Tea Party. So I just want to say real quick, I'm the webmaster for a new project, which is actually Ron Paul 2008 calendar. And I wanted to plug that real quick.
Good. What else?
It's called Hotties for Ron Paul. Hotties for Ron, number four, Hotties for RonPaul.com. Check it out. If you Google Ron Paul calendar, it's number two. If you want to see some attractive women supporting Ron Paul, it's a 13-month calendar. It's $11.99 for plus it's $11.99 for the calendar.
I hear you, bro. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Keith in Kentucky. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing? I'm a first-time caller, but I listen to your show on occasion, and I agree with about 85% of what you say. But what I wanted to know is, I listen, and everybody is talking, you know, support Ron Paul, support this. Well, when they kill Ron Paul, and that is a strong possibility that they will go ahead and do something stupid.
By the way, he has said that, but some of the biggest Ron Paul sites out there will not allow it to be discussed and basically say it isn't true.
Well, I'm an in-closet conspiracy theorist, and I guarantee you that if they don't kill him, they will definitely do whatever it takes to end his ability to run a strong campaign.
Well, look, I'll say this, sir. I brought that up 3 months ago to Ron Paul. You can go to the story about Daniel Estelin. Elitists consider assassinating Ron Paul. TopInfoWars.com. And you can go hear Estelin. You can also go hear Ron Paul 3 months ago. And I brought this up to him, and he said, yeah, they kill people all the time, and yeah, we get big enough, they'll try. But the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. Now, if we talk about how they could kill him, and if we talk about how we've got intel that they're discussing it, and they're trying to decide, would this hurt them, what would happen if they did, then they won't do it. But if we say, oh, that's a conspiracy, even though Ron Paul says it's a possibility, and keep ourselves in that box, then we're in deep trouble. Okay? It's that simple. Let's race through calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Ohio. You're on the air, Dave. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Isn't this really about the sovereignty of the United States of America? I mean, when were we no longer a sovereign nation?
When did the WTO have more authority over our trade than Congress? That's global government. We're in it. And now the WTO gets the U.S. to sign on to a global carbon tax to fund the U.N. You think the U.N.'s bad now, folks? It's getting teeth, trillions. And all the regulatory control, all of it. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Steve in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, Alex. November 5th, I heard your show, and you were talking about how important it was to donate to the Ron Paul campaign. I've never donated to a presidential campaign. This is the first campaign I've donated to. I haven't even voted in 5 years. And I donated $100, and this time I've donated the maximum allowed. I gave in 2,000, and now I'm at the maximum. And
you
I want
to actually give 200 more, but good job. Go ahead.
Yeah, I gave 200 on the.
Okay, go ahead.
On another, and I gave 2,000 today, and I want to personally thank you for doing it because for encouraging people to donate because you put me over the edge. I was thinking about it, but it was what you had said that had inspired me to get out and donate.
God bless you, sir. Call me back tomorrow, and I'm live 11 to 2. Let me just say this in the last minute we've got. Even if Ron Paul doesn't win, he injects real ideas. He wakes up other people to the freedom movement, the liberty movement. It's growing. Who would ever thought we'd come this far this fast? We're going to win. We have to first realize we're going to win, whether it's with Ron Paul or down the road. The collision of tyranny versus liberty is happening. That's why they tried to put the cameras, the face scanners, the police state grid in place. But most cops are good. The majority of the military are good. They're good Americans. People worldwide are good. They don't want this tyranny. And so it isn't win or lose. It's do the right thing. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. Duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God. Take action now. Get involved in history now, ladies and gentlemen. Get fired up. Say you're mad as hell. You're not going to take it anymore. All right. If you miss any of the show, it's about to restart at InfoWars.com. To all of our affiliates, God bless you all. Thank you for everything you're doing. We'll see you back here next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Now get out there and take on the new world.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.